USA News. I'm Rich Johnson. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says yes, he will join the other congressional leaders at a meeting next week at the White House to talk about the debt ceiling. On the Senate floor today, Democratic leader Chuck Schumer laid into the House bill that ties raising the debt ceiling to imposing big pain on many of us.
With steep, severe, devastating cuts to things like law enforcement, veterans, families, teachers, kids, even cancer research.
Schumer says the only good solution is a clean debt ceiling bill. Republicans on the Senate Judiciary Committee are not buying the idea that the Supreme Court needs a code of ethics. Instead, South Carolina's Lindsey Graham calls today's hearing on the subject
a concentrated effort by the left to delegitimize this court and to cherry-pick examples to make a point.
But Judiciary Chair Dick Durbin says the recent revelations about Justice Clarence Thomas and others raise valid concerns.
It falls short of ethical standards we expect of any public servant in America. And yet the Supreme Court won't even acknowledge it's a problem.
Durbin says the highest court should not have the lowest ethical standards. Lots of reported sightings, all dead ends. That's the latest on the hunt for Francisco Oropeza, the suspect in the Friday killings of five neighbors in the East Texas town of Cleveland. There are now fears that Oropeza, who had been deported from the USA at least four times, may have fled to Mexico. With Title 42 set to expire next week, the government's bracing for a surge in people trying to enter the country and apply for asylum. To help deal with it, the White House may send about 1,500 active-duty soldiers to the southern border. Title 42 used COVID concerns to expedite deportations. The number of job openings in the USA is at a two-year low. The Labor Department says there were more than 9.5 million openings in March, down by nearly 500,000 from February. This is USA News.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-Xeljanz.
Next week is when most federal COVID-19 vaccine requirements will end. That means federal workers, healthcare workers, and people traveling overseas will not be subject to vaccine mandates. And the official public health emergency over COVID ends on that same day, May 11th. As National Mental Health Awareness Month is underway, the Surgeon General is putting the spotlight on an issue that doesn't get much attention, loneliness. Dr. Vivek Murthy says about half of all adults say they have experienced loneliness, which is a double dose of trouble.
Loneliness has serious effects on our mental health and our physical health, raising our risk for depression, anxiety, and suicide, but also increasing our risk of heart disease, stroke, dementia, and premature death.
And he says it affects all of society.
We know when people struggle with loneliness, it impacts their productivity in the workplace. It impacts how children perform in school. It reduces civic engagement. And it contributes to division and polarization. Because when you don't know one another, it's easier to distrust and to hate one another. But it's harder to hate people up close.
Dr. Murthy is releasing an official advisory on the loneliness problem and laying out what he calls a national strategy to advance social connection. There's also word today of a new mental health initiative spearheaded by the unions representing athletes in the USA's six major sports. The goal, to normalize mental health, especially among athletes. I'm Rich Johnson, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.